with Michelle on Phoenix FM.
Right, it's just coming up to 11:36, a little bit later than advertised. That's only my fault for playing out so many jingles. We've got in the studio the fantastically gifted singer-songwriter, Rosie T. Hello!
Hello.
Get nearer to the mic, don't be too far away. Looking wonderful today.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you for ages. I haven't seen you for ages. What has it been over well, I have seen you out and about in Brentwood, but I've not seen you in the studio for probably about a year and a half, 2 years, is it?
Well, over a year, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. A long, long time. Now, you've done some stuff for Phoenix before. You've got a very... I'd always say your voice is distinctive. which is a great thing when you're thinking about there's so many singers that come in and a lot of people sound the same, but you've got a very distinctive voice when you sing, which is a good thing.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you followed it with that.
It's a good thing. And your dad's here as well. Hi, Dad.
Hello.
We have to mention your dad because he's a big supporter, aren't you? Driver everywhere and... That's it. He's your chauffeur. So tell us about what you've been up to, because last time you came in, you were playing some tracks. I know you've been writing as well with one of our mutual friends, Dave, who is amazing. So tell us what you're doing at the moment.
Well, I'm not actually writing that much at the moment, just because it's not really convenient. Don't have a keyboard set up in my humble abode at the moment.
Yeah.
So when I do get writing again, I'll just kick the desk.
That's all right.
When I do get writing again, I'll have a lot to write about. I probably... 6 to 9 months worth of material I can write about now.
So yep.
I'm looking forward to that. Been gigging and stuff like that up Colchester way and down here in Brentwood. So, yeah.
And what if you... Do you play piano as well, don't you?
Yep.
Play, so when you go out, you're gigging with your sort of backing tracks and piano, or just you and piano? What have you been doing?
I don't tend to bring the piano out unless I'm doing my own stuff, which is quite rare at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's mostly backing tracks.
Yeah.
At the moment.
And it is really difficult. The thing is, we'd like actually getting a band together and getting a band that's of a good calibre as well, because you can always get... You look at me, you know what I mean. You can get people go, oh, I'll play in your band. You're like, no, that's fine. I don't really, that's really nice.
Do you need a guitarist? No.
No, not somebody like you. But the thing is, it's getting people, you know, people think it's easy to get band members together. It's when you're a solo artist and you've got a product that you want to put together, it's quite difficult to get people to give their time over for free. Then you've got to rehearse, which they've got to pay for, and then you've got to do gigs. And normally when you're doing your own material, you don't get paid.
No.
So it is a bit of a... It's quite difficult to do, isn't it?
It's so annoying.
So going out with, like, your backing tracks and stuff, what sort of gigs have you been doing?
A few pub gigs, which I love. I always love pub gigs. I don't like... I can't be fussy, really, but I don't like really, really... posh gigs where everyone's really silent and they're just, oh, don't make a noise.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have to be quiet as well, which I don't like. I like belting out songs. So it's a bit awkward. So I love pub gigs. Mm. I've been doing a few of those. Everyone sort of joins in and sings and gets drunk and it's brilliant.
And what sort of stuff are you doing? Are you sort of, have you moved into sort of singing different stuff that you wouldn't have done before?
I'm doing more old stuff, like Etta James and Nina Simone. Like, I really, they're my favourites now.
Yeah.
A little bit of Amy Winehouse, of course. I always save a spot for her. But yeah, if anyone says, oh, can you do like a new one? I'm like, what's that song? I don't know that song. Is it new? I'm so old. Like,
who are these people that come up and ask you, can you play this? You go, no.
No, I don't know that either.
And in fact, Dave, who you've been working with, I did a gig with Dave once at Working Man's Club, and somebody came up and I think they asked Ragadoo, and Dave just looked and went, will you just go away? I was like, I'm sure you're not meant to talk to an audience member like that, Dave. And I was just really laughing. It was like, no, we don't do that. Go away. Gone.
No, not karaoke machine. I'm here for the night. I don't mind songs, thank you.
You always get people to sort of fall into a little bit drunk. It's quite good doing pub gigs. It is good fun. So what are your plans for this year? We'll talk about gigs because you've got a special gig coming up. But what are you looking at doing this year?
Writing. More of my own stuff, definitely, because I've sort of abandoned that in the last couple of 9 months or so. And that's quite a shame, really, because I do like writing. And I got down on the piano the other day, I'd sort of sat down at it and I'd forgotten some of my songs and I thought, oh my god, this is horrible, I can't do this, I've got to get back to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm definitely going to start writing and pushing them out there a bit more.
It's
forcing them in people's
faces. But it is really difficult, isn't it, because you get into your, you know, whether you're working, you've got other things that come up, and music sometimes has to take, you know, we'd all like to say that we're at the, you'll do music all the time, sometimes it just has to take a bit of a back seat until you've got the time to do it.
Yeah, it's always on the back burner at the moment, which is is a shame. So I need to put that forward, definitely. 2015 needs to come out of its little rock.
And get out there. Are you thinking about going in for any of the singing competitions or anything? Or you're not going to be thinking about The Voice maybe this year, or X Factor, or Britain's Got Talent, or anything like that? Or you just think, it's not for me?
Well, it sounds really horrible if I say absolutely not.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That was it.
No, I don't know. I like the fact that people can go on there and get somewhere, but I just think it's not for me.
They do pull people to pieces, don't they, sometimes?
I don't want to be a piece of blue tack that's sort of moulded in a way that they want it to be. I'm not like that. I'm quite determined and stubborn. I like to stay true to myself. So yeah. Well, that sounded really cringy, didn't it?
No, it didn't. It sounded good, didn't it, Dad? Splendid, yeah. There we go. Dad says splendid. Now, the first track you're going to sing live in the studio, I've loved this all over Christmas. It's one of my dad's favourite tracks, and he used to sing it all the time. But this is a great version. Do you know who actually did this version of it?
Julie London.
Oh, right. I didn't know that. It's a fantastic song. So tell everybody what it is.
It's Fly Me to the Moon, and it's the only festive song I've sung all this season.
Should be a little bit Grinch-like there, but... If you'd like to make your way to the microphone, so you're listening live to Rosie T, fantastic local singer-songwriter from Essex. Don't forget, if you've got events or you've got your local pub and you'd like to book Rosie, we'll give you all the details at the end as well. But she's going to sing live in the studio now. She's got a tremendous voice and you're going to love this. This is Rosie T and she's going to be singing Fly Me to the Moon.
What spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please. In other words, I love you.
That was Rosie T there singing Judy London's version of Fly Me to the Moon. That was lovely. I like that. It does remind you of Christmas, doesn't it? You think about all the food as well. Have you been over Christmas? Have you had a nice sort of relaxing Christmas, or have you been working?
I've been doing a few Christmas shifts, but other than that, I've had it quite easy, actually. Had quite a nice Christmas with the family and stuff. It was nice sort of to regroup again because I haven't seen some of my cousins in years, so that was fun. It was nice to just be with the family again.
Did anyone make you get the keyboard out and start playing?
No, thank God. No. It was just a nice chilled time. Like nobody sort of got their keyboards out.
It's like the Von Trapps. I just wondered if you're a huge family of like musicians all sitting there playing.
No, actually, like I think I'm the only one that's sort of into it that much.
Yeah.
Just because I've always been keen on putting myself on stage.
Now you're talking about a gig. You've got gigs coming up, so you've got a special gig that's coming up. And what other gigs? Where can people sort of catch you in the meantime?
I've got a gig this Sunday at the 104 Suite. Sweet 104.
Yep.
In the High Street, and it's a new bar, well, newish bar. It's got a really nice vibe in there. It's quite cool, chilled out. Does some nice food and stuff like that. It's just really different, you know. I mean, people always say that. Oh, it's a new place. It's really different, but it actually is. It's got a nice vibe, you know.
Yep.
And it seems like anyone's welcome.
And what sort of stuff is going to be quite jazzy and chilled?
Yes, yeah, it's going to be quite jazzy and chilled because that's what I like. That's what I like to put out there. It's at 4 on Sunday, so yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, and you've got, as I said, you're going to be doing more writing this year. Hopefully, are you thinking about doing any of the festivals or possibly get, because you know we've got the Brentwood Festival here and they've got like the acoustic stage?
I would love to. I haven't got an invite for the last year or so, but I've been everywhere. I'm living in Housted at the moment, so hopefully I will be coming back down to Brentwood soon. So when I do, I would like to get an invite.
Yes, you just need to knock on the door. It's the people at the White Horse that are organising it, just so you know, Dad. Just knock on the door. And they've got three stages, the main stage, they've got another stage next door, and then they've got the acoustic stage, but they've got music over the whole weekend. Yeah. And last year it was absolutely phenomenal. I think I went over 2 days, and the bands and the different bands, and there are loads of local bands as well. It was fantastic. Great way to meet people as well.
Yeah. I used to, for about 3 years, I used to perform there.
Mm.
And then I think I just got tied up with doing my own stuff for a little while.
Yeah.
And hopefully this summer I may go back.
Now you're going to do another song. This is track 3. I didn't see what track 3 was.
It's Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
I do like Sam Smith, and he's got a nice voice.
He's got a beautiful voice. And it's raining at the moment, so I'm really sorry if it seems quite depressing, but it's a lovely song, so please listen.
It'll be a lovely song, because you'll be singing it. Here we go. Here is Rosie T just taking a quick sip of a drink there before we put her live on the studio again. Hey, you all right over there, Dad?
Yeah, fine, but a hamper.
Yeah, it's not a hamper. That's for the food bank. Tell your dad not to tuck into that. It's not right. We've got loads. If you do want to actually give some more food, we've got three big boxes here, and the food bank, there's two food banks now in Brentwood. Although it's fantastic, we're collecting. Isn't it a shame we're in a situation we've got to have food banks? It is really sad, but the people in Brentwood are doing a great job for looking after people not as fortunate, who can't afford the basics. So we've got three massive boxes here, and I think it's coming towards the end of January we're going to be giving them to two food banks in Brentwood, and all the food from here is going to be going to families in Brentwood that need it. So well done for the guys that set it up, and thank you to everybody that's donated as well. Right, here is a Rosie T. She's singing a cover of Sam Smith's, and he's just lovely.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand, but I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, but you hold my hand. Oh, won't you stay with me, cause you're all I need. This ain't darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look, losing self-control. And deep down I know this never works, but you can leave with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me,
Amazing, Rosie T. And Rosie, if people want to get find out more about you, have you got a website set up, or have you got any details where people can get some information on you?
I haven't got a website at the moment.
Get onto Wix, W-I-X, do it yourself.
I keep trying to do this. I've done this about 8 times now.
You get enthusiastic and then you kind of lose the
page.
Yeah.
It keeps loading and I just think, you know what, I'm going to do this another day. I don't care about the wallpaper colour. I'm going to go away. So, I will set up a website. I can be found on YouTube, though. It's Rosie Music and the music, the S in music, I think is spelled with a Z.
Yeah.
Or the S in Rosie is spelled with a Z.
Yeah.
Either one, can't remember. Just have a look. Have a little fiddle around.
and you shall find you. But if you want to find you on Sunday, 4 o'clock.
At the Suite 104 in Brentwood High Street. And I'll be there singing jazz, blues, soul, pop.
Lovely.
All the stuff.
Tremendous voice. Always great when you get a live singer in the studio that can, you know, sing. And I do. I'm quite lucky, really, because I always have really good singers.
Thank you so much for having me, though. And that's lovely.
Brilliant. And hopefully you'll come back and we'll be hearing more from you later on in the year when you'll come back and do some original material.
Of course, yeah. I'll get working on it now. Yeah.
Have you had a lot of misery then? Have you had a lot of miseries that you can write about? Or is it quite cheerful? Because, you know, you have to sometimes have... I ask singers, they normally say, I've had a bad year, so I'm going to write some miseries. Or it's a happy year, so...
No, it's been quite an interesting year. It's been quite changing. Like, there's a lot of changes that have happened. Mm. Inside and out, so yeah, I think I'll just be writing about that sort of journey along the year. Cryptic, very cryptic. You know what I'm like.
Oh, yeah,
it will
yeah.
always be cryptic. I won't ever be giving it away or whatever. No, sorry.
No. And we just have to say a big thank you, Dad, for taking you everywhere.
Yeah, he's...
And always being supportive. Hello, Dad.
Pleasure.
He's always in the corner.
He's a man of few words, though. But he did clap. You know, him clapping in there, which is nice.
Man of few words.
Man of few words. Well, no, sometimes he is, but you need a few words today, aren't you, Dad?
Yes.
Yes.
I've told him he's a man of... A few words today.
Today, all right. Well, there we go. Thank you very much to Rosie T. Don't forget, you can find Rosie on YouTube. It's Rozie, and then music with the Z as well. And you can check out some of her YouTube videos. And make sure you check her out on Sunday if you're around on Brentwood, which is 104 Suite.
Yes,
that's where she'll be playing from 4 o'clock.
Yes,
lovely. Right, 11:55. Here's some ads. I'll be back after this.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Spire Hartswood Hospital, Brentwood.